Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Derek Dunn, currently in Fairfield. It is 51 degrees here underneath cloudy skies here, and yesterday in Fairfield we got up to 71. We barely missed a record high yesterday. The record high was 72. That was set back in 1999. Once again, our low this morning, 51. It's still 51 in Fairfield underneath cloudy skies. It looks like, for weather-wise, looks like sunny skies all around. However, with Monday night, do have a slight chance of precipitation. I'll tell you more about that following this edition of the news. It's time now for the news from the Mark Densmore Country Financial News Desk. Mark Densmore, located in Wayne City. Our top story and update has been provided following the accident of a van and the Tutopolis team bus on Friday afternoon. According to Moultrie County Sheriff Chris Sims, the driver of the van, 36-year-old Scarlett D. McKenzie of Mattoon, has been cited for failure to yield and DUI. The crash occurred at 3:30 p.m. on Illinois Route 32 at the Bruce Finley Road at Lake Shelbyville, south of Sullivan. McKenzie failed to stop at a stop sign and hit the bus. The driver of the bus, Rob Bothwell, tried to avoid McKenzie's van but could not, and the impact caused the bus to overturn on its side and skid to a stop. McKenzie and five people in the bus, a combination of players and cheerleaders, were transported to an area hospital for treatment of minor injuries and were released. Video of the accident was captured on surveillance at a nearby gas station. The Tutopolis boys basketball team coaches and cheerleaders were on their way to Lincoln to take on Rockridge at the Lincoln College Shootout. The game was canceled due to the accident. The basketball team was able to participate in a shootout that they hosted yesterday and won their game against Marshall. WFIW News Time, it is 7:17.
Animals Requesting Friends remind you to keep your pets safe from winter hazards. Outdoor dogs and cats need suitable shelter to keep them warm, dry, and free of frostbite or death. Straw's the best bedding. It helps generate heat. Blankets only retain moisture and become wet and freeze. And dog and cat houses should face the south. Bring your pets inside during weather advisories and extreme temperatures. It is now the law. If your pet does not have proper shelter, ARF could provide a straw-stuffed doghouse. Call 842-2241.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Illinois. This is sportsmanship. School sports, it's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Illinois High School Association and the Illinois Athletic Directors Association.
The Fairfield Colts won the Class M State Tournament Championship game Friday night by beating the Vienna Rams 52-35. People lined up on 1st and West Main Street around 10 o'clock Friday night to welcome the team home. A video of the team's arrival along with a team photo of the players, cheerleaders, and coaches at DiMaggio's before eating their victory meal can be found on the WFIW Radio Facebook page. The game was broadcast on 105.9 WOKZ, and the game is archived on Network One Sports. The back end of a semi-trailer burned in an early Saturday morning fire in the Interstate 57 rest area south of Salem. The fire was already visible when the Salem Fire Protection District was called shortly after midnight. A number of explosions were heard from items catching fire in the trailer, but firemen report no hazardous materials were involved. The cause of the fire has not been determined. No injuries were reported. Odin firemen responded on mutual aid. The truck is owned by Erivas Enterprises Incorporated of El Paso, Texas. The Hardin County Sheriff's Department is investigating a shooting death in the town of Caven Rock. At around 4 a.m. Friday, the Sheriff's Department received a call from someone reporting that a person was dead in their home from a shooting. Officers responded and confirmed the person had died. They also took a suspect into custody. Police are not releasing the identities of the victim or the suspect at this time. State legislators are making another attempt at bringing automatic voter registration to Illinois. Democrats filed bills in the State House and Senate on Friday that would automatically register state residents to vote when they visit certain state agencies unless they decide to opt out, The agencies include the Secretary of State's offices, where residents apply for driver's licenses and for others. Republican Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed an automatic voter registration proposal last year. Despite wide support in the General Assembly, he called for more safeguards. Backers say they've simplified the proposal. If approved, it would take effect in July 2018 ahead of the midterm general election. Several states, including California, West Virginia, and Alaska, have approved some form of automatic voter registration. The bills are SB 1933 and HB 3695. And it took weeks of meetings, including a marathon session Friday, but a bill providing millions of dollars in city money to renovate the home of the St. Louis Blues has been approved. Aldermen approved issuing $64 million in bonds for renovations of the Scott Trade Center, which is home to the Blues, concerts, and other events, but which is owned by the city. Blues ownership had asked for the renovations to the building constructed in the early 1990s, saying the city risked losing out on NCAA events and top concerts because of the Scott Trade Center's decline. The Blues and Scott Trade Center officials also hope to eventually secure another $70.5 million from the state for a second phase of renovations. Stay tuned. I'll have your sports update for you. Some basketball scores from yesterday. Also, I'll have your obituaries for you and your Fairfield area weather forecast at WFIW News Time 722.
Live on Sunday night, it's Bill Cunningham.
Bill Cunningham here, the great American. Every Sunday night live, a small band of renegades form around radio. From Maine to Hawaii, from Alaska to Florida, and all places in between, to talk about the issues of the day. This Sunday Night Live, we talk about what was and what lies ahead. Bill Cunningham, the great American, I am a great American, live with you every Sunday night.
Willie, Sunday night at 9:06 on WFIW AM 1390, Fairfield.
It is now time for a sports update. I'm Derek Dunn. Here's a look at what's going on. Nothing going on locally in the area and region today. However, I do have some boys high school basketball scores to report last night. It was Waltonville over Hamilton County, 73-58. Goreville topped Vienna, 67-62. It was Chester over Trico, 73-60. Alvarado beat Thompsonville, 66-52 in overtime. It was Breeze Mater Dei over Centralia, 45-35. Benton beat Massac County, 72-36. It was Carterville over Sparta, 69-35. DuCoin over Anna Jonesboro in a close one, 70-66. Effingham beat Pena, 84-45. It was Murfreesboro over Harrisburg, 42-39. Pinckneyville over Nashville, 59-56 in overtime. It was West Frankfort knocking off Heron, 75-63. At the Tutopolis Wooden Shoe Shootout, it was Danville over Robinson, 89-56. Patoka beat Madison, 61-50. Mattoon knocked off St. Anthony, 72-61, and it was Tutopolis beating Marshall, 73-35. At the OOVC-NTC shootout, North Quay over Martinsville, 55-44. Dieterich over Arthur Lovington, Edward Hammond, 59-44. Cowden Herrick Beecher City over... Nioga, over Hudsonville Palestine, 50-46. It was Arcola over South Central, 57-49. Ocaw Valley beat St. Elmo Brownstown, 55-53. Windsor Stewartson Strasburg over Cumberland, 49-47. It was Altamont over Villa Grove Heritage, 55-36. At the Lawrenceville Frosch Tournament, it was in the freshman play. It was Fairfield over Marshall, 45-30. Mules won the tournament, and they are 20-0 of the season. So Fairfield Mules freshman boys basketball team undefeated still. National sports NCAA men's basketball action. It was Penn State over Illinois, 83-70. Evansville topped Southern Illinois, 75-70. It was Indiana State over Drake, 84-60. It was Illinois State over Bradley, 64-50. It was Eastern Illinois over SEMO in overtime, 86-80. UT Martin over SIU Edwardsville, 82-73. It was Murray State blowing out Austin Peay, 102-58. Also, it was St. Louis over Duquesne, 87-81. Ranked teams, number one ranked Gonzaga over 20th ranked St. Mary's, 74-64. It was number two ranked Villanova over 24th ranked Xavier, 73-57. Third ranked Kansas narrowly beat Texas Tech at 80-79. It was fourth ranked Louisville over Miami, 71-66. Fifth ranked Oregon over USC, 81-70. Sixth-ranked Baylor over TCU, 70-52, and it was ninth-ranked Arizona over California, 62-57. NBA, Milwaukee beat Indiana, 116-100. NHL action, the Blues get the win over Montreal last night, 4-2, and Chicago beat Edmonton, 5-1. Stay tuned. Your obituaries is on the way. WFIW News Time, 7:26.
Listen every weekday morning beginning at 5 a.m. for Gospel Time with Dave Rigg. Dave will bring you an uplifting program that focuses on the Word of God. In addition to his inspirational Word, Dave will bring you lots of wonderful songs by well-known groups such as Gold City, Crab Family, and the Tally Trio. Start your day with an inspirational message and great music every weekday morning beginning at 5 a.m. on WOKZ 105.9 FM and WFIW AM 1390.
Before I mention obituaries, it's time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil is at $46.75, as up 75 cents as of yesterday. Taking a look at obituaries, 90-year-old Fred Neil Reed of Sisney passed away at 8:50 a.m. Friday, February 10th at Fairfield Memorial Hospital in Fairfield. He worked in factory maintenance for General Motors in St. Louis. He was a member of the Anthony Doherty Lodge, number 1111 AF and AM of Sisney. The Anad Temple Shrine was passed a worthy patron of Order of Eastern Star and a member of the American Legion. He was a proud Army veteran, having served in both World War II and Korea. Surviving are three sisters, Betty Ayers of Sisney, Mildred Albrecht of Sisney, Glenda Elliott of St. Louis, Missouri, and several nieces and one nephew also survive. Masonic rites will be held at 1 o'clock on Tuesday, February 14th at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney, with funeral services immediately following. Visitation will be held from 11 a.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. Burial with military honors will be held at Gunyon Cemetery in rural Sisney. Memorials may be made to Anthony Doherty Lodge, number 1111 AF and AM. The Hosselton Funeral Home of Sisney is in charge of all the arrangements. 92-year-old Alice Marie Fothery, formerly of Wayne City, died at 7:48 p.m. Wednesday, February 8th at Countryside Manor in Mount Vernon, where she had been a longtime resident. She was the former owner and operator of Wayne City Sundries. She was a longtime member of the Wayne City Order of the Eastern Star and a member of the Poplar Creek Community of Christ Church. Survivors include four daughters, Marianne Allen of Orchardville, Gail Holloman of Wayne City, Katie Myers of Wayne City, and Linda Butcher of Orchardville. Other survivors include seven grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, 14 great-great-grandchildren, several nieces, nephews, and a cousin. Per Alice's wishes, cremation rites have been accorded. A celebration of life will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, February 18th at Poplar Creek Community of Christ Church in Orchardville, where visitation will be held 1 hour prior. A luncheon and time of fellowship will follow services. Hosselton Funeral Home of Sisney is in charge of the arrangements. Memorials may be made to the charity of the donor's choice. 92-year-old Jack Robert Cates of Grayville died Friday, February 10th at Meadowood Nursing Home in Grayville. He was a member of the North Side Baptist Church in Grayville. He was a World War II Army veteran and worked for many years as sales manager for Republic Supply Company. Survivors include daughters Luana Bracey of Little Rock, Arkansas, Jean Ellen Bish of Grayville, Pamela Bethards of Canton, Georgia, grandchildren Kim Milligan, Tricia Myers, Valerie Parker, Elliot Sides, Evan Bethards, and Matthew Adams. 11 great-grandchildren, 5 great-great-grandchildren also survive. Graveside services with military honors will be at 11:30 a.m. Monday, February 13th, which is tomorrow, at Oddfellows Cemetery near Dahlgren. Family and friends are requested to be at the cemetery in time for the graveside service. There will be no prior visitation. Cook Funeral Chapel of Grayville is in charge of the arrangements. 84-year-old Fairfield resident Kathleen Katie York passed away Thursday evening at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. Katie worked in the shipping department at Airtex Products for 32 years before retiring in 1995. She is survived by her husband, Avoris of Fairfield, two brothers, Melvin Holdren and Harold Holdren, both of Dale, Illinois, and one sister-in-law, Vena Martin Fairfield. Several nieces and nephews also survive. Services for Kathleen Katie York will be at 10 a.m. Monday at the Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in the Old Springer Cemetery in Springerton. Friends may call from 5 to 7 tonight at the Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials can be made to the Fairfield First Christian Church and will be accepted at Nails Funeral Home. A memorial service for 61-year-old Daniel Van Danny Ward of Carmi will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, February 18th at the Standing Back Family Funeral Home in Carmi. And also, per 63-year-old Dagua resident Marietta Holsey's wishes, her remains will be cremated and a private family burial of ashes will take place at a later date. The Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of all the arrangements. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, you can go online to WFIWRadio.com. Our obituary page is updated daily. WFIW News Time, 7:31.
I'm Danny Lipford, and I'm willing to bet you have questions about your home. Join me each week on Today's Homeowner to get the answers. My co-host and I share practical advice and all the latest tips, and we might even make you laugh along the way. It's informative, it's fun, and sometimes a little crazy, but you don't have to take my word for it. Tune in. So listen to Today's Homeowner, Saturday mornings at 9:06 on WFIW, AM 1390, Fairfield.
Here is the Fairfield area weather forecast. Some cloudy skies early this morning. It should be clearing up gradually, so we may have some sunny skies later on. A high of 56, may even get up to the upper 50s if we get some sunshine in here. Tonight, fair skies, a low of 29. Monday, sunny. Will be cooler, high of 47. Monday night, though, I want to mention this, just a slight chance of rain mixing in with some snow, so some wintry precip in the mix, mostly cloudy, a low of 35. Otherwise, Tuesday, mostly sunny, high of 52. Wednesday, sunny, high of 42. Thursday, mostly sunny, will still be in the 40s, high of 45. And then for Friday, sunny, and it will be warmer, get back into the 50s, high of 55. Yesterday in Fairfield, we got up to 71. That actually almost, and I mean almost, really tied a record high. The record high, though, for yesterday, February 11th, was 72. That was set back in 1999, so we barely missed out on that. Our overnight low this morning is a 51, and underneath cloudy skies here at the moment, it's still 51. For news that is online, anytime you're online, go to WFIWRadio.com. It's updated daily and available 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Derek Dunn.
For 60 years, AM.